If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
NFL draft is almost here. It starts in just 6 days. Let's talk some draft now as we're joined by lead NFL draft analyst for PFF, Trevor Sikkema, who joins us courtesy of the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. And Trevor, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. So let's start with the Ravens and what you think their priorities are. And if the draft goes the way you think it does, what do you see them doing early?
Yeah, so, you know, the Ravens, obviously a team that has been competing for AFC championship runs, Super Bowl runs. So, I mean, the roster is pretty good right now. Obviously that you're trying to figure out exactly what you've got on the interior offensive line. I sometimes think that maybe a player like that could be an option for them at the back end of the first round. How good do you feel about Daniel Falele at guard, Andrew Voorhees at guard, right? Obviously getting Ronnie Stanley back was a big deal. Roger Rosengarten, they're hoping that he's a long-term starter for them. But do you feel great about who you have on the interior? If you don't, you want to upgrade that at the back end of the first round, I think you will have the ability to do that. And then on the defensive side of the football, you know, they're bringing Chidobe Awuzie. Brandon Stevens is out there. Do you still feel good about the secondary that I felt like was a big-time strength for this team last season? And then really it's just how do you feel about the front seven? That's really – I saved that best, the best for last, if you will, because I feel like that's where the Ravens really have to sort of address those questions. How do you feel – about David Ojabo, about Odafe Oweh, right? Do you think that they are going to be long-term guys for you? What do you think of Travis Jones? Is he somebody who's going to be a mainstay next to Nnamdi Matabuike, or do you want to upgrade there on the defensive line? So I keep going back to interior defensive line to help out Matabuike, and then long-term look at edge. Do you feel like you have those guys on the roster to build after the next season or two? Because if not, you might be able to get ahead of the curve drafting one of those guys at the back end of the first round.
Trevor, we've kicked around the idea, and we know that Eric DaCosta loves having a ton of picks. They have 11, which is tied for the most in this draft. But if they were able to package some of those picks, and let's say they move up 5, 6, 7 spots to target someone that's falling, who's a player that they could jump to get?
Yeah, I think that you bring up a really good point. When I do these exercises, I'm always looking at these teams that might be willing to move up, the teams that have the most draft picks. I think the Ravens are a team that could absolutely be aggressive for one of these players that they love. I again, go back to the defensive line. Donovan Ezeraku, somebody who at Boston, if you've come from Boston College, incredibly productive. I think everybody who's probably talked to him has, you know, loved who he is as a person as well. He understands the why of pass rushing as much as he does have the athletic abilities and the physical gifts to be able to do it at the NFL level, in my opinion. And I think, you know, if you go back to January, December, you would have talked about this guy as somebody who is like, all right, maybe, you know, fringe first round pick, you know, maybe back into the first round. Now I'm sitting here thinking about, all right, well, the Bucs could draft him at number 19. You know, maybe the Niners could be interested at number 11, maybe even as high as number 8 overall for the Carolina Panthers. I've kind of thrown that out there if they really want that guy who is a proven pass rusher. But if a guy like that ends up falling a little bit, you've got an opportunity to move up 5, 6, 7 spots to go get somebody like that. I think that's an option for him because he's a little bit different in this class. I think the same of guys like Kenneth Grant, the defensive tackle from Michigan, Walter Nolan, the defensive tackle from Ole Miss. Both of those guys bring some unique ability and I should say quickness, speed, explosiveness, despite being really big dudes, over 300 pounds, and being able to be great against the run as well. So I look at one of those guys, and if you got a preference, if you love one of them more than the rest of their peers that might be available for you, maybe you jump up a couple of spots and look at some of those guys.
And then there's the secondary, where they can never have enough chess pieces to play with. And there were people when they took Kyle Hamilton who said they absolutely don't need a safety. And that's obviously worked out for them. They love drafting corners. They're always kind of mixing and matching back there. And so how do you gauge that part of it? And do you wonder at all about, because this looks like it might be such a generational defensive line draft, especially D-tackle, do you wonder about how many teams wait to address it, thinking we can still get a starter in the second round or the third round there?
Yeah, I mean, it's worth talking about, right? Because it's not just about, hey, how do we, you know, strike maybe our biggest need with our first pick that we have in the draft, whenever that is. It's also about building draft strategies. And it really is a deep defensive line class. I think it's a decently deep safety class as well. The more I continue to study it as we got into the later months here, I really do think that there's some good safeties to work with, but corners is a little bit of a different story. If you want a starting caliber rotation type of corner and you want to feel really good about it, you probably got to draft that guy in round one or round two in this class. And so it goes to, I think for the Ravens, especially with having a lot of picks and having a lot of flexibility, even after round one, it's certainly not off the table for me, you know, drafting a guy like a Benjamin Morrison, a Trey Amos, a Maxwell Harrison, Savone Revel, right? Like guys like that, that you could probably target at the back end of round one. And if they go with that direction, you're right. The fan reaction or just the outside reaction might be, whoa, okay, they didn't really need this. What are they doing? But I totally agree with what you said about cornerbacks. Every single defensive coordinator in the NFL would tell you the same thing. I can't have enough guys on my team that I trust to cover the other team's wide receivers. The limit does not exist for those players. And in fact, it's much more likely that you're short on talent versus how good these wide receivers are, rather than you saying like, yeah, all right, we got too many on the team. We could trade off one of these guys. I just don't know many teams, if any, in the NFL that feel like they're in that situation. So I think it's a really good call out by you, bringing up corner in this sort of context. They could absolutely go after one in the first round, given how building a draft strategy and getting defensive linemen later in the draft could work out for them.
We're talking with Trevor Sikema. It's Inside Access here on the Fan. Let's get to the quarterback position, Trevor, because that's the sexy position come draft time. We know Cam Ward's going one. What do you think of him? What do you think of these other quarterbacks? Where are you on Shedeur Sanders?
Yeah, so I would take Cam Ward number one overall. He's my top quarterback in this draft, and I think he's got a lower floor than you often like to have with a number one overall pick, but he at least has the ceiling. And I think the Titans, certainly everything that I've heard from, you know, guys within that building or around that program, you know, talk about how much they really are buying into what he could be at the NFL level. And so I agree with them. If you're going to take one, I think he's the guy to take at the very top. You know, when I look at Shedeur Sanders, you know, I have a late second, early third round grade on him. And I think that he plays a really clean brand of football. The fundamentals are some of the best in this class, in my opinion. A very clean footwork all the way through the throwing motion when the ball is coming out of his hand. You could tell that he's grown up around the game. You could tell that he knows how to read defenses pre and post snap. Yeah, okay, he hangs on to the ball a little bit too long. I think that's a product of just playing in college and want to score a lot of points, because that's what you do. You hold on to it. You play a little hero ball, and you put some numbers up in the 30s and 40s every week like they were able to do. So that's a little natural. It's always going to change at the NFL level. The thing that worries me about Shedeur is I don't think he's got a tier one or tier two NFL arm to him. I think that when you look at the overall arm talent, I think it's that of a solid mid-tier starter at the NFL level, somebody that could be a starter in this league for a long time. But is he ever going to really be able to be an individual one-on-one winner with his arm talent alone? I have my reservations about that, despite the clean fundamentals that he has. So with all that being said, though, it's quarterback league. You either have one or you don't. So that's why we're talking about him as high as number three overall, maybe number nine to the New Orleans Saints, 21 to the Pittsburgh Steelers, or maybe one of those teams at the top end of the second round, Giants, Browns, if they don't get a quarterback earlier. they could pop back up and get him. Ultimately, I kind of feel as though we are still only going to get two quarterbacks in the first round of this draft. I think it's going to be Shadur at some point, obviously Cam Ward, but I'm not really convinced that one of these other guys, Milrow, Shuck, Dart, I'm not convinced right now that they are going to make it into the...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
First round.
Trevor, we heard Eric DaCosta say earlier this week that the strength of this draft is the middle round. He said that he has 217 prospects that are draftable players, according to him. What do you think of this draft depth as a whole?
No, I do agree. I think that when we look at this draft class 4 or 5 years from now, it might not have a lot of the, you know, perennial all-pros, but it's going to have a lot of those players who make up a lot of rosters around the league for years to come. It's going to be a lot of those, you know, second-tier starters, you know, these guys who are contributing role players, the guys who are making out the core of the team. And with that being the case, I really feel as though the story of this draft and the teams who are labeled quote-unquote winners, if you will, might be those teams that have the most picks on day two, have the most second and third round picks, getting the opportunity to pick a lot of these guys who can be those contributing players, maybe rotational guys, but really, really solid and impactful rotational guys. And so I see it very similarly to the way that DaCosta does. You know, I was just talking with somebody the other day. At the very top of the draft, I think everybody has the same two guys. I think everybody's got some different order of Abdul Carter and Travis Hunter. I think there's a couple of players after that, you know, Mason Graham, Tyler Warren, Ashton Jeanty, Armon Membu, maybe Ted McMillan, that I think are in this next group. But I'd tell you that prospects 10 through 25 on a big board, the gap between them is probably very small. And then I would tell you that from prospect 25 to 60 is very small. I could have guys who I have ranked in my 50s on my big board, who somebody else might have ranked at 30. And I'd go, yeah, okay, all right, I could see it. I could see it. You know, I don't have them ranked there, but I could see it. And I think that just goes to show, you know, some evidence of what DaCosta was talking about, how it's just going to be a really deep draft. That cliff of talent really doesn't come until, you know, pick 80, 90, 100, something like that right after that, that you really see that fall off. I think there's a lot of guys who are going to make up a lot of core parts of a lot of teams this league.
NFL Draft starts a week from yesterday. Trevor Sikkema is the lead NFL Draft Analyst for PFF. Trevor, always great, man. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, of course, guys. Anytime.
Coming up next, Northern Exposure and Browns GM Andrew Berry met with the media, his pre-draft press conference yesterday. What do you have to say about this draft? The quarterbacks, Travis Hunter, Joe Flacco's return. We'll hear from Andrew Berry next here on The Fan.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.